Hello, beautiful souls. Welcome to Karma Vibes. I'm your host, Phoenix Sunshine, and today I will be talking to you about awakenings. I'm sure you've heard that term a lot on Facebook and Instagram. Maybe your friends have brought it up in a conversation. In any case, if you've ever wondered, I thought I could share my experience as an example. As well as go into the things that you really shouldn't worry about if you are going through one. It just means that you're ready to vibrate higher and step into your true self and not live so much in the world of expectations that are placed on you by others. And sometimes those expectations are placed just because they are passed down on us from generation to generation. It also means that you are waking up and noticing that there's something more out there. In 2018, which doesn't seem like that long ago now, I was in a miserable state of mind, depressed, I had anxiety, and I came to find that I was an empath. And then one day on my way to work, a car hit me. And in that moment, everything changed. Now, I don't tell you this so that you'll feel bad. I'm very lucky on many levels. Even though I did go through speech and physical therapy, this is how I found my crystals again. And I was also led to Reiki Cafe, which I had no idea what Reiki was. I just kept hearing this term Reiki in my head. And then I was introduced to somebody by the initials of CR. And I don't think that we should use our real names on here, just for privacy reasons. But she's been very instrumental in a lot of things for my Reiki. If I've ever had any questions or any concerns, you know, through my classes, I've always been able to go to her with any questions. She's been really great. But when I was going through my physical therapy, I asked Chris one day if I could borrow one of the crystals. That I had given to him, that I had gotten from that lady up north, and I had taken it with me to my physical therapy. And the lady, the physical therapist, said, she had mentioned that I didn't seem so tense that day. And so I was like, oh, maybe the crystal worked. And so the next time I didn't take the crystal, I kind of just left it in my purse. And She said, you seem a little bit more tense. And I was like, oh. And then the following time, I used the crystal. And it seemed like when I did use it, because it was my arm, I had frozen shoulder. And I had whiplash really bad. And so it really did make a big difference, because the frozen shoulder, they said that it was going to take like 2 years to heal from it. And so they had to kind of like stretch the arm out and stuff. And I would like, it's just kind of natural to tense up and stuff. So, but for some reason, the amethyst crystal, because that's what it was, it would just help to ease, like, I guess, the anxiety of tensing up. And then I just decided to, my brother, his grandma used to go to a crystal shop when I was like 15. And I just asked her, I was like, do you remember that crystal shop you used to go to? And she's like, yeah. And she's like, I haven't thought of crystals in a really long time. And I was like, yeah, I remember when you and Jason's dad used to go. Because I used to tag along. I liked looking at the crystals and the books, and that was something I totally had forgotten all about. Because he used to go talk to a psychic there, which I had totally forgotten all about, which was interesting. And so I went down there and got me a necklace, which was an amethyst necklace. So from then on, I just wore crystal necklaces to my physical, and I wore that to physical therapy, which really helped quite a bit. And then also, just looking back, when I'm in a room, I can just hear people talking, and I just pick up on that vibration of the emotions. And I always thought it was just my anxiety, but now I understand it just goes further down the rabbit hole. And sometimes, as an empath, we think we have all this anxiety, but it's just a little more than that. There's like all these labels, like you're depressed or you've got anxiety, but a lot of times we may have those things going on, but a lot of times, you know, it's not, because we're sponges and we pick up on everybody else's emotions. So we need to learn to ground and definitely set some boundaries when we are helping other people, especially, you know, if we are around a lot of people. When I did find out that I was an empath, I figured out that I was going through an awakening. And then I was like, what do I do now? What is my purpose? And this is the part where I feel like people get stuck. And this is where I got stuck. I got stuck for a good amount of time. And I believe that spirit will guide you and you will figure out your purpose. I joined a lot of Facebook groups, which I don't think I needed to do. And I think this is another part where I got stuck, you know, on my journey. I kept asking people, like, what do you think? Like, what do you think my purpose is? You've got to figure out what your own purpose is. Nobody can tell you what it is. Like, nobody can really guide you in that direction. So you've got to figure out exactly what do you want to do with your life. So I've been an admin since I was 17 years old. And I was led in that direction by my parents. But my purpose is to be a healer. And I feel that in my heart. But for the lady down the street, she may be a server or she may work at Walgreens. And that may be her purpose. And her kind smile and kind words and being a light worker and what she does every day in the world, that is okay. That is a great purpose. That is something that we have to figure out individually. If you get a higher calling, I encourage you to follow it. And if you are happy where you are at, I also encourage you to do the same. My path was never meant to be an admin. That was my parents' dream. They pushed me in that direction, and that's okay because it has gotten me by most of my life. When you are going through an awakening, it seems like things are just not working the same. At least it didn't for me. And your mindset changes. You start to focus on things that are more positive, things that are more kind. There are days when this may not always flow, but most days will. Don't be afraid to step into your light. Fear often holds us back from pursuing our dreams. It is important that you find your own way and your own truth. Everyone processes awakenings and enlightenment is going to be different, as we are all beautiful and unique in our own way, because we were designed all a little bit different, and we all have a different set of gifts that we were born with. In order to live our best life, we need to live our purpose and to spread our light, and our family and friends should be supporting this. If you're in a relationship, and this was my biggest mistake, you need to include them in what you're going through. I was going through so many changes and finding myself. Empaths need time to recharge. They need a lot of time alone. But when in relationships, a lot of other halves don't understand this part. You need to include them in what's going on so that they don't get lost in the shuffle. If you get excited about something, share it. If you are sad about something, share it. I know this is hard for me because I am a sponge, but yet I keep a lot to myself. I like to keep my heart guarded and protected. and this isn't always a good thing. Awakenings can be a great learning time for you to grow and take care of yourself. Just like it says, awakening. It's a time to let go of all that stuff that's not working. So, bye girl, bye boy. It's time to vibrate higher, be kinder and gentler to yourself as well as others. The biggest thing I learned during the last couple of years is that I neglected myself. I take care of everyone except myself. So this year I have stopped that. I have gotten better, and I still need to get even better. I'm codependent as hell, which is why I need boundaries, because I'm taking care of everyone else's needs because it feels good. And that is a topic for another day, y'all. With a lot of empaths, we are codependent because our heart is good and it's so, so big. And also, it also stems from childhood. If you ever want to reach out to me, please do. You can reach me at karmavibes.phoenix@gmail.com. I also have a growing community of beautiful members that you can join. There's just some really, there's just a couple questions there that a lot of people don't answer, so then I don't let them join. It just says that there's no bullying, you got to be kind. Just common courtesy questions. And I don't know why, but a lot of people just don't like to agree to the questions. So then I don't approve them and they wonder why, you know, they don't get approved. But we do have a beautiful growing community of very sweet people on my group at Karma Vibes on Phoenix. Love and light to you all and blessings until next week. And again, if you ever have any questions, please reach out to me at karmavibes.phoenix@gmail.com. Phoenix Sunshine. Thank you. Hello, beautiful souls. Thank you for joining Karma Vibes today. I wanted to talk about crystals, as there's so many great benefits that they can add to your healing journey. I just love crystals. They bring me great joy, and that's why I love giving crystals to others too. Crystals can be used for a lot of different things, but to list a few, meditation, to manifest, if you have goals, if you have dreams, I would definitely use crystals for that. Crystal grids, protection, balancing our chakras. They can also keep our energy clear. They help with depression and anxiety, and I personally believe they can enhance our overall well-being. When you start to work with crystals, you will definitely see your vibration radiate a lot higher. One of my favorite crystals is hematite, which is kind of like a metallic crystal. It helps to protect and absorb negative energy. It is also a grounding stone, which is connected to our root chakra, which is all about security, safety, and stability. If you wear it on your right wrist, hematite will release any negative energy that you have, as well as protecting you from negative energy and absorbing it. I also like to work with amethyst. Amethyst is one of the very first crystals that I ever worked with. And if you've listened to some of my earlier podcasts, I talk about my journey into crystals. I was actually given an amethyst crystal a long, long time ago. And that started my journey with crystals. And then when I went into physical therapy, I continued to use the amethyst, and it helped me quite a bit with my healing. It helped with the pain and just not being so tense and having anxiety around people. Amethyst is purple, and it is good for anxiety and bringing you to a calmer state of mind. One of peace. It is good for emotional and spiritual protection. It works great with your intuition. It also helps with decision making. The amethyst is connected to our crown chakra. And our crown chakra is all about connection and to the spirit and the universe. The last crystal that I would like to talk about today is labradorite. And I believe that every empath should have one. They say it's like a magical stone. And I don't know, I've been wearing mine for about 2 weeks now, and then I have like a bigger labradorite that I keep on my desk that my Reiki master gave to me when I graduated my class, when I became a Reiki teacher. And I keep it close to me. It's got like a higher vibration to it, but I really do like it. It is good for our intuition, and it promotes psychic abilities. It empowers us and guides us. It can banish our fears when we're trying to work towards something, because sometimes we're our own worst enemy, and we have goals and wishes and things we want to accomplish, but sometimes we'll just do something else because it's just easier. And I believe the labradorite, it helps us to stay focused and centered on our goals and the things that we want to accomplish in this life. It encourages truth and freedom. And it allows us to see. Like, sometimes when you're not paying attention, maybe people, like, they put this illusion of what they want you to think. But I notice when I wear this more so, I'm able to detect that illusion. And definitely it provides you with a connection, more clarity and awareness in the world. And I just feel like crystals give you they're just pretty to look at. They're pretty to hold. They're also good for pain. You can definitely work with them. Like the clear quartz is good for everything. It will balance all of your chakras. Just like the blue kyanite can balance all of your chakras. But I really like the clear quartz because the clear quartz has so many good features with it. It's very beautiful. And you can find that in almost any crystal store. But the clear quartz, you can put it, like, say, wherever you're having pain, and you just close your eyes and just try and meditate. You know, and try to just even visualize. Because I believe visualization goes so far. It like takes us to another place sometimes inside our mind. Because sometimes our mind provides blockages for us. And then also black tourmaline. That is a great protection. It's a black crystal. It's also very good for grounding and protection. Especially for the empath. Because we're so good at picking up on people's energies and then absorbing them. So I would definitely recommend that for anybody. And then aquamarine also. I have so many favorites. So many favorites. And I wanted to keep this kind of short, but aquamarine is very good for your throat chakra, for helping you to speak. And when I was having problems talking, this podcast was really good for that. But I started wearing the aquamarine. I had a Tree of Life necklace that I would wear all the time that was aquamarine. And it really helped me to use my voice and to become more into my most authentic self. And sometimes you will still hear me stutter on the podcast, but that's okay. I'm getting better and better every day in every way. And that's what we need to tell ourselves every day. Every day is a new day to get stronger and better. And that will be it for today. If you have any questions, feel free to go ahead and email me at karmavibes.phoenix ChristinaLee@gmail.com. You can also check out my Facebook group. It's called Karma Vibes. There are a couple questions on there that you do have to answer, or I usually will not approve somebody. They're simple questions, just no bullying. We have to be nice to each other because I believe kindness goes so far these days in a world that is going through so much. That's all we need to do is be kind to each other and live in a place of gratitude and listen to each other and hold space for one another. Love and light to all of you, and I send blessings. Until next time, bye-bye.